Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Frustrated by clutter and ready to let it go? Need some easy-to-implement steps? Taking that first step but need a little more guidance? Our affordable PDF workbooks, 10-minute Decluttering and Eco-Organizing 101, support you in letting go of clutter and getting organized. Check back, as we are always adding items that clients and consumers request. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
The average American has a credit card debt of $15,185, yet most households have $7,000 of unwanted items collecting dust in their homes. Do you know what your numbers are? I'm going to encourage you, before you even start this process, to write a list of what's motivating you. Is it to make money? Is it to gain peace of mind? Whatever it is, use a statistic. But a lot of times when I share this when giving presentations, people are just shocked. They had no idea that was the average of debt and what's hanging around their household. And I can tell you from doing professional organizing that that's a really fair statistic. So if you're decluttering and find yourself stuck in the process, here are some questions I want you to ask yourself. Do you really need it? A lot of times people confuse a want with a need, and I would argue that a lot of what we have is want. Advertising, keeping up with the Joneses, shiny metal object syndrome contribute to this as well. Don't judge yourself about this, but start exercising this muscle to find out what you really need. Do you love it, truly love it? Does it bring you joy, or is it another thing to dust? If you love it, are you honoring it with a nice place, or is it sitting in a box somewhere? Do you use it? Might need it in the future isn't a good enough reason to save. Live in the present moment and trust you will get you what you need when you need it. Could someone else get better use? Someone who lost everything in a fire or that is fleeing an abusive relationship with nothing might get better use of something you don't use, love, or need. This isn't meant to give you a guilt trip, but if you're having trouble parting, ask yourself this question. When you give from the heart, you truly benefit as much, if not more, than the person you're giving to. Is there a source for this information? I see a lot of people have a fear of losing information. Many times you can bookmark information on your computer. I'm a fan of manualsonline.com because you can find manuals there and not have to keep the bulky big paper copy. How many spaces are manuals keeping in your filing cabinet right now? Do a little time, Google is your friend, and figure out if there's a resource that you can bookmark. Does this item allow me to live in the present moment? Or is it keeping me in the past or something in the future? How many of you are holding on to your skinny jeans hoping to lose 10 pounds? And yes, I'm raising my hand on that. Even professional organizers and people who help people get their lives clutter-free still have our areas where we get stuck. Where is that for you? Does this represent the person I am or wish to be? Maybe you collected angels, but now they don't represent who you are or who you want to become. Can you find a better home for them? Or if you can make money, sell them. Are you honoring it? If it's really important to you, do you reflect it with how you take care of it? Is it packed in the garage, sitting there for years? If it has been, is that really important to you? I've seen a lot of clients hold on to stuff that they were parents or another relative that went from one garage to another without being open for years. If you're struggling with letting go of some family stuff from someone who is deceased, my belief is they would want you to be happy and release what you weren't using and didn't serve you. See if there's another relative that might be interested in using it. What are you afraid of losing if you don't let this go? I once had a client who had a huge 2 or 3 foot stack of paper clippings, magazine articles, and I asked her, well, what's a stack? Oh, those are articles that I'm going to be sending to people. And I said, well, how long have they been here? 2 to 3 years. As we dug a little deeper, she discovered the reason why she was holding on to these and meaning to send them to people was as a way to keep connected. And then she started to cry because she said, I'm afraid if I don't keep connected this way, then they won't love me. When she was able to verbalize that, that was her aha moment. She knew that wasn't true. She knew her friends and family loved her regardless. And when she figured that out, she was able to release the clutter. How is this impeding my spiritual growth? If we're so caught up in our stuff, does it give us time for meditation or practicing forgiveness or gratitude or whatever else is important? Are we buying to impress? Are we in debt because of this? Examine whether it doesn't matter if you're religious or spiritual, examine that a little more. What could you focus on if you didn't have this clutter, right? Learn a new language, take an interesting class, start dating, figure out what clutter is costing you. What would motivate you to let this go? If you can sell something, you could treat yourself to a massage. Would the joy of donating something outweigh the heavy feeling of keeping something you don't use or love? Would the feeling of peace in your home be worth it? What's it truly about? I always encourage my clients to dig deeper, like I did with my previous client in figuring out what the stack of clippings were about. If you can tap into your fear, acknowledge it, it's then easier to release it. But you have to figure out what it is, acknowledge it, and then be able to let it go. I also want to spend a moment on memories. Many people struggle and put memories into objects, but our memories are in our heart and in our head. When I was living in Pasadena, California, I saw Peter Walsh talk long before he was famous, and he created an aha moment for me. After hearing him talk, the next day I gave away my grandmother's once white, now gray dishes that were probably a free gift in the 50s for opening a bank account. I kept her beautiful bedroom set that was hers as a child and is now an antique. It's in our guest bedroom. Why had I been holding on to the dishes? Because they were my grandmother's. I was extremely close with her, and I had made the mistake of infusing what was in my heart and what was in my head onto the dishes. And after hearing Peter talk, I was able to realize my grandmother's in my heart and my head. She's never leaving me, even if she's deceased. So check in with how you're doing about memories and if you are placing your heart and your head onto an object. What questions do you ask yourself? Share with me and we might use it on clearing the clutter inside and out. The more you do this, the easier it becomes and the easier it will be to let go of things. Get in the habit of asking yourself these questions before buying something. Stop the clutter before it even enters your house. Make sure you're also tackling this when you are at your best energy. It takes me a while to wake up in the morning, so I would not be tackling clearing clutter early in the morning. All right, everyone, go out, clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Frustrated by clutter and ready to let it go? Need some easy to implement steps? Taking that first step, but need a little more guidance? Our affordable PDF workbooks, 10-minute decluttering and eco-organizing 101, support you in letting go of clutter and getting organized. Check back, as we are always adding items that clients and consumers request. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique clutter-free living mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.